Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And as usual, before I get too excited and get on with our guest for tonight and forget, which, you know, because sometimes I tend to do because I'm like everybody else, let me first mention that our show is brought to you by the wonderful people that produce Hydramay Skin Nutrition. You can find them at www.hydramay.com, hydramay.com. If you have any questions, you can email them at info@hydramay.com. Wonderful, organic, natural skin nutrition, not just a skin lotion. And they have shaving products for men and lip balm and all kinds of great stuff. So please do give that a try if you haven't so far. Okay, now tonight, you know, listeners, I've been rambling on about things in the last couple of weeks because I was being lazy. So tonight I had to get off my laziness a little bit. And I have a friend on, Dr. Sharon Lamb Hartman, who has written a book called The Heart's Way. And so I'm going to have her describe all that stuff to you. She is a wonderful writer. And we hung out in the writer's group that I attended. And that was the extreme sport of writing, which I had no idea was extreme until I did it. So we're going to start off with, first of all, welcoming Dr. Sharon to the show. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Valerie. It's great to be here, and I so appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know, we got to help each other get those books out.
That's right. So peer support.
Well, you know, we all do what we can, and I know that you've had some really great stuff going on with The Heart's Way, and we're going to get into all that. But first, if you would tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and you know, your basic bio.
Okay, sure. Well, I have been a life coach and an executive coach for about 20 years now. I can't believe that number keeps going up. and I really help people in the executive coaching. I help leaders really take their leadership to the next level and to be the best leader they can be, bringing all of themselves to their leadership. And in the life coaching, I really help people to connect with their passionate calling, which is what my book is about and the program is about, really helping people to get in touch with the careers that they're meant to do. As you know, our planet needs that right now, and we all need to be doing what we came here to do. So I help people with that, and I help people with relationships and really living the life that they want to live. And I have done this in my own business now, as well as worked inside of corporations. And I really enjoy also being an adjunct faculty member at Columbia University and was recently quoted in the New York Times and Oprah magazine. So I'm having a lot of fun doing my passionate calling.
Well, I'd say, you know, if you're quoted by Oprah, you know, you've made it.
That's right. That's what my friends and family have said. They're like, wow, we can now say we knew you when.
Yeah, exactly. Are they all asking you, hey, are you still going to talk to us after you appear on Oprah?
Exactly. Yeah, it was an honor.
Well, you know, you certainly deserve it. I know you've worked very hard on this, and you're just such a lovely person, and I wish that the people would all have a chance to meet you and just to feel your energy, because you're just terrific, and I just really love you, you know. So.
Oh, and same with you. Same with you. So it was just such a pleasure being in that 8-day retreat where all we did was write, it really was a sport, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like I said, that was the extreme sport of writing.
Yeah. How many words can you write in 2 hours?
Oh, man, that was incredible. And I'm going to go back and do it again because I got 2.5 books written in that time, and I still haven't gotten my proposals out, but I definitely want to go back and write something just for fun.
Absolutely.
The last couple
I'm going to be back, too.
Yeah, they're a little bit too serious, you know. My cat keeps telling me I have to write something fun.
There you go. Maybe the fiction novel's coming next.
Yeah, I had a couple replies from literary agents that said, well, you know, I don't handle nonfiction, and I'm handling, you know, science fiction romance. And
right.
So I was just kind of joking, and I wrote back, and I said, really? Well, I have this science fiction romance metaphysical quantum physics danger thriller comedy novel that I'm writing.
I love it.
So we'll see.
Be great.
I mean, I kept a note of who those were, so we'll see what happens.
Good.
So let's get back to your program. So what is the Heart's Way program?
Well, the Heart's Way program is really a 9-week transformational program, and it answers the questions, what did I come here to do, and who do I want to be when I grow up this time?
Mm-hmm.
And it helps people discover their life's passionate calling, which I define as, it's really our most powerful way of adding value by mm-hmm. expressing our unique gifts and talents. So I like to tell people that I'm a recovering intellectual, and I help people recover from the lives they've been living and help them to discover what will bring them true fulfillment and passion. And what's great about this program, Dr. Valerie, is that it only takes 1 to 3 hours of time a week. And, you know, we do that much watching Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah.
So it's,
well, I guess. I don't know. I see it occasionally. I'm so busy on the computer, I don't know. I don't know if I'm coming or going half the time.
I hear you, and I haven't even seen the show, but I know a lot of friends have.
Yeah.
And,
but the passion is so important, you know. And, I mean, I have people that I correspond with in different business things that are kind of like Facebook, you know, but business-oriented links.
Right.
And so many of them, you know, I mean, they're all out there doing MLM or they're doing, you know, internet marketing or something, but they don't have any passion. It's just like there's this verbal diarrhea of some kind of a script.
Right.
And they're hoping against hope that they're going to make $1 million at this, and they're not doing something that's really fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you talk to the 9-to-5ers, you know, they're not having any fun. They're all miserable. You know,
right.
I'm looking around at all these people, and I'm thinking, you know, what is it that you think you have to have? You know, and yeah,
right.
It'd be nice to, you know, live the high life and everything else, but that comes with its own problems, too. And, of course, the standard joke is, oh, I'd like to have those problems. And, you know, having been on both sides, I can say, no, I don't think you would.
Right, exactly, right. You've been there.
I've been there, yeah. I know how the other half lives, and you know, I've been in that stratified atmosphere, and it's really bizarre because people don't treat you like a person.
Uh-huh.
They start treating you like some kind of cash register that they're trying to thieve while the cash register operator is not looking.
That's right.
And it's just bizarre, and I think people that grow up in that life, they're accustomed to that, and they know how to handle it. But for someone like me that just came from a modest beginning, to be thrust into that kind of a world was like, whoa, this is really bizarre. Why are people
right.
acting like that? And you know, I could never understand doing something just to get the money. I don't get
yes.
that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I know
it is.
How valuable it is for you to be presenting this program.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much for that. And it's so important. This is really about passion. You know, this is that when I'm doing this, I lose track of time. When I'm doing this, you know, I feel so fulfilled. And
yeah.
that is really what the program is about. Oftentimes, the money comes, right, when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing something you love. But
yeah, when the hours just go by and you don't notice it. It's one of the... The things that I was studying for, well, the Neotech Society which got a lot of interesting criticism, but they had some really good things about business in their set of books, which I thought were quite valuable. One of the things was Friday Night Essence. You know, what is the one thing that you would do that would keep you away from, like, the year's biggest party, you know, or going out drinking at the bar, or going shopping with the girlfriends, or whatever it is that you love to do, you know, for recreation? What's the one thing that you could do that would keep you from that, and you wouldn't notice the time, and you wouldn't regret that you missed whatever was going on? And, you know, I thought about that, and so when I heard about your book and what you were doing, I was like, yeah, that's really it. You know, what is it that fires those passions within you?
Yep.
And, you know, this is important for people because it will help them to heal. And if you're not doing what you love to do, you're going to get sick. That's just the way it is.
It really is, Dr. Bailey. I see this over and over again, even with my own life, when I was not on my own path, that I got diseases, you know, Lyme disease or thyroid issues. And then when I'm on my path, things come to me. You know, just opportunities for publicity are coming to me right now, being on TV, on radio. I am not working for it because I am on my path. It's just opening to allow and to receive and walking your path of destiny.
Exactly. And so many people are saying, I don't know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just so important, this work that you're doing. And, you know, people are running around to psychics left and right. Not that that's a bad thing. You know, I mean,
right.
Some people are extremely intuitive and can really help. But, you know, the person first has to ask the question. You know, they have to be willing to get the answer, too.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
So, you know, to hook up the heart is the part that people miss. They just don't know how to do it.
That's right. It's like a how-to. I mean, that is, since I was a little girl, people used to say, you know, you are so gifted at telling us how to do something. And this is a how-to program. This is, we take a different topic every week, and actually the topics spell open heart. So the first week is open to receive, and we do exercises in that week, again, taking anywhere from 1 to 3 hours based on how much time you have to give, that really help you to open to receive information from your heart. And to allow that information in from the universe, as you know. And then, you know, each week is devoted to a different topic area, all the way to the final 9th week, which is taking conscious action, where you actually plan out, now that I've learned all of this, and this isn't about someone outside yourself telling you, this is about your insides telling you. So this is, you know, we know, our heart knows what our path is and what we need to do next. And we just need to listen. And sometimes it's just really scary to listen. It means, oh, we may have to leave a job, or it means we may have to leave a relationship. It could mean any number of things that means change. And with that can often come fear. And sometimes we get paralyzed by that fear. So this program actually helps people to acknowledge the fear and move through it and make choices whether to stay in the fear and honor it and say, I'm not ready yet, or to move on through. And that's really a choice. And I just have seen miraculous transformations happen with this program. And when I saw so many people being laid off or losing their jobs, I said, you know, this could be actually a gift if we looked at it from the positive and said, maybe the people who are losing their jobs, or maybe people who had, you know, that voice in the back of their mind saying, God, I wish I could be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives them that opportunity, almost forces you to say, what's next, you know, and to do a little soul searching. Even though it may not be fun to lose our job, it's often a trigger event that helps us to say, hey, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for me to do something new, to do something I've been wanting to do, or to find out what that is that really gives me that passion.
Exactly. And, you know, so many times I've witnessed in my patients that they are so terrified to take that step. They're so terrified of the unknown. And I just kind of look at them because, you know, that doesn't compute with me. I've been odd ever since I was born, apparently. So, you know, I don't get it. I'm like, what's the big deal? You know, go try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And but then again, I was not raised in the Midwest, you know.
Yes.
So I don't have that kind of, you know, structured mentality that this is the way you do things. And I didn't realize that it was that way until I grew up. because where I grew up, it was all very free thinking and you know, really making choices and really living life to the fullest. And so I just never understood why people were having such a problem. But I can tell you that most of the patients that I see or most of the people that write to me, you know, they constantly tell me that they're so unfulfilled, they're so unhappy with themselves. And, you know, I ran an experiment when I put the quantum vortex thing together, mm-hmm. that I did a free session. And I said, you can have one manifestation. Some people sent me 3 pages, single-spaced, of manifestations. And one woman in particular, I looked at it, I said, oh, my God, this woman hates herself tremendously. Wow. There's not a single thing that she likes about her.
Yep.
That is so sad.
It's very
and
sad.
So unnecessary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, these people are going crazy with trying to compare themselves to somebody else.
Right.
Or to do a job that somebody else thinks that they should do or that they're stuck in and they're not any good at because they hate it.
Right.
You know, or maybe they're good at it, but they hate doing it. And, you know, like Tom said when he started the class, you know, he was a great publicist, but he hated it.
Right.
So he had to go be a writer.
Exactly. It's like you finally find that, you know, what gives you that inspiration. And, you know, reminds me of a client I had who I'll call Jane. And she called me, and she was actually getting physically ill going into work. She was a lawyer at the time.
Wow.
And she really felt that her parents would not love her if she left. And she, you know, has a spouse and 3 children, and she was the primary breadwinner of the family. She said, I just can't. I can't leave. There's no way I can do this. But I'm getting physically ill going into work every day. Her firm's values were not, you know, with her values. They were in conflict. Mm-hmm. So as she went through this program, she got in touch with, yes, she is for liberty and justice for all, but the way she was expressing it and being a lawyer was not the way that her heart really wanted her to express it. We actually took one of her biggest challenges, which was her inner judge, which, as you were talking about, you know, really judging her as not good enough or, you know, something's mm-hmm. wrong with her. And I said, you've got such a good one of those. How could you use it in the outer world? She said, I've always wanted to be a city court judge. And she burst into tears at that moment, and I knew we hit it. And sure enough, a city court judge position came up shortly after. There were 300 applicants, Dr. Valerie, 300, and they had government connections. She had not one government connection, and she went in there and got that job. And that is because she was so connected with her heart's calling. And I have seen this happen over and over and over again. She loves being a city court judge. It made a transformation in her family. Her family said, we finally got our mother back. It is just amazing the impact now that she's having in our justice system and in her family because she took the risk. But it is scary, and that's why this program can really help people walk through that, and you have the support to do so. Because when you're alone, our minds can play tricks on us, you know, right? I mean, my mind sometimes says those things, and it's like, okay, got to get unstuck, and this really helps you to do that.
You know, I find that so valuable for a number of reasons because I've had years of metaphysical training and I've had, you know, many near-death experiences and really strange, miraculous things have happened. And so it's hard for me to know where somebody else is sometimes because I've just had a strange life. But,
right.
But one of the things that I did find out with my many strange things that I've been doing is that when you take that leap, no matter how scary it is, and you start to open up, it doesn't matter what discipline you're in. You know, and I mean, the things that I've learned, what you're talking about, you know, I learned through my metaphysical training, but
right.
it took many years. You're talking about something that's going to take 9 weeks.
Yep.
That takes most people a lifetime of meditation. I was fast. Most people have taken them a couple lifetimes.
Yeah.
But you're talking about something that can happen in 9 weeks that can change them completely.
It really can.
That can open them to the truth of who they are.
Yes.
Painlessly, pretty much. I mean, there will be emotional stuff, I'm sure, but very painlessly compared to the training that I went through. which at times was like a violent rape.
Right.
And maybe it was necessary to get through to me at what I was at that point. But basically what happened to me is my ego was ripped right out of my body.
Wow.
And I saw it standing at the foot of the bed trying to get back in that night. I was like,
wow.
Oh, go away.
Uh-huh.
Scared the crap out of me.
Wow.
I asked my teacher, what was that? And he said, well, that's just your ego. You know, I took your ego out. And I was like, oh, my God. And,
that is,
you know, it was bizarre. Totally bizarre. Looked just like me, but really angry.
Wow.
Yeah. And disheveled and stood right at the foot of the bed. And I was like, you know, I recognized that it was me, but I was like, oh, my God, you know, I don't want that thing back in me. And it took me years to come to an agreement to let my ego back in where it was supposed to be as a servant, you know, not as the master.
Right.
And that made a huge difference. And my dilemma has always been, how do I explain to someone how to reach into their heart and to access what they really need to access in order to do this kind of stuff without going through what I went through.
Right.
And you've got it in 9 weeks. I would say that's pretty damn remarkable.
It is. It is. It really trains. And, you know, I always say our greatest gift is what we most wanted to receive. So our greatest mm-hmm. gift to give is often what we most wanted to receive. And, you know, again, I call myself a recovering intellectual. You know, in my family, it was all head level. And even went up, you know, to get my doctorate and double bachelor's degrees and master degrees and mm-hmm. really went the intellectual route when really, you know, my greatest gift is my heart. And I had to do that and kind of go off balance and get so into my head so I could find my heart. And actually the Lyme disease, which you'll appreciate with the work that you do, helped me to get into my heart because it affected me cognitively. And I could not think for over a year. So I had to use other aspects of my knowing. I had to get into my intuition. I had to get into my heart. And it was really difficult for being so in my head for so many years. So this program, you know, I think sometimes those of us who teach this have to go through more dramatic things.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just want to, I have been given this. This has come through me. I want to give it to as many people as possible that in 9 weeks there are exercises that really help you to differentiate your head from your heart and to know which is talking and to really listen to that heart voice within, to get to know it, to form a relationship with it so that you really can go ahead and take that risk and move forward and be who you are and do what you're here to do.
Well, yeah, and I have to say, too, that, you know, that's the first thing I tell people is ask their heart, not their head, and, you know, teach them how to get down to the heart level. And I tell them it's not always going to be the answer your head would think is the right answer.
Right.
And, you know, I give the example of when I had a stained glass studio, and at the time, just the equipment that was in it was worth about $30,000. And I had made an agreement with two of my apprentices that they were going to buy this and they were going to pay me X amount of dollars and they were also going to pay for the logo and, you know, the business license and all that kind of stuff. And so they came and they took everything lock, stock, and barrel and then never paid me.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I just kind of sat back and went, whoa, what the hell is that about? So I got my attorney on it. And it got so ridiculous that they were actually claiming that I owed them for their telephone bill. What I did was I transferred the number to them. And they're making long-distance calls and thinking that I was going to have to pay it, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So not only did they take $30,000 worth of equipment and supplies and everything, and something that I had built and had a really good reputation, but they also, you know, tried to compound it. And so I was, you know, set to sue them, and the attorney was getting me all fired up and had my dad as a witness and all this kind of stuff. And just before we were going to go to court, I had a dream. And the dream was that this guy was going to try to shoot me, and he was trying to load the gun, and his wife was standing there in the background, and they were scared to death. And I looked at them from the power of my spirit and laughed, and I said, "You can't hurt me."
What?
And they were so scared. And then I saw, my highest self showed me that, listen, if you go ahead with this, they're going to devolve. They're going to spiral down. They're going to be caught by the dark side for a long time, if not completely, you know, vaporized.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, I can't let that happen.
Wow.
You know, and $30,000 is only money.
That's right.
And I looked at that and I went, I cannot let that happen for whatever reason. Yeah, they're at fault. But, you know, I couldn't be a part of that. It made my heart sick to even think of that.
Yeah.
So I dropped the lawsuit. So the next day, I call up the attorney. And I said, Jeff, drop the lawsuit. And he's like, what? I should be really mad at you. These people really took advantage of you. They owe you. And they're nasty people. Nah, 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 nah. And he said, but I should really yell at you, but I'm not going to. Tell me why. And so I told him about the dream, and he goes, oh, my God, I had the exact same dream. I
really?
Saw you there. Uh-huh. And he said, how do you feel? I said, you know, as soon as I told you to drop the lawsuit, my heart flipped for joy.
Wow.
And everybody else that I tried to tell that to told me I was crazy. And I said, you know, I've had a lot of people think I was crazy because of behaving like that. You know, but really the truth is your heart is where you really live.
Yes.
And I had no idea, you know, why that had to be that way other than what I was told. But, you know, but I was able to let it go. I sent him a letter and said, you know, how are you ever going to learn love unless somebody shows it to you?
Wow.
So here you go.
That's such a great example. Such a great example of listening to your heart. Just that next step that you knew. You know, your mind was telling you, sue them, they took advantage of you, you know, mm-hmm. they need to pay. And your heart told you in a dream, you know, don't do this, don't go forward. And you listened. That's huge. You know, so often we battle with that voice and we don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we regret it. So it's so great and such an example of living in love versus in fear.
Exactly. And you know, you try to tell that to people and they just, you know, they look at me and their eyes kind of roll and they kind of, you know, make a little twirly signature with their fingers at their ears, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I don't expect you to understand this, you know, because until you've had some kind of experience where you've really come into connection with the source of all that is through your heart,
there's
no way to explain it.
And, really
and yet,
true.
You know, people can reach that without having those kind of intense experiences that I've had.
Yes.
You know, all they have to do is want it and really work at it.
That's right. That's right.
And you know, continually search for the light. And the light, and for the, you know, the religious people out there, you know, Jesus said, you know, that he was the light, the truth, and the way. And that's absolutely true. But the way you reach him is through your heart, not your head. Not
That's
by
right.
the useless repetition of lip service, but rather by the intense desire within your heart
to
reach that exalted being and
to
continually look up towards the light, you know. And it's kind of like if you're deep in the swimming pool or you're deep in the lake or something and you look up, you see the light up there, and maybe it's murky and the light seems far away, but as you get closer and closer, it gets brighter and brighter.
Right.
And the path to that is through your heart.
Absolutely.
So
that's why I called it the
heart. How are people going to know when they're doing that? I mean, unless they have something really wacko like I do, but how are they going to know when they are actually achieving this?
Well, when they're achieving it, see, a lot of times people might feel scattered or feel that something's missing, or they might feel they're struggling or just feel searching or even feel stressed. And when you are following that path of your heart, you tend to feel more focused, more prioritized, more motivated, more energized, more centered, more at ease, more efficient. And I'll tell you, even today, you know, I kind of caught what my son had over the weekend, a little bit in my throat here, and I still work on this program all day long. I'm marketing the webinar that's starting on September 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked on it all day because I just wanted to. It was like I would rather do that than lay in bed. So I actually was relaxed when I was working. And then as I'm working, more and more good was coming. You know, someone else called me and said, hey, I want to have you on a radio show. I found out I was going to be on the number one morning show in Arizona on September 10th. So
cool.
It's just interesting that, you know, when you're doing it, how things really do come to you and how you feel. It's really, it's something that's not cognitive. It's more a feeling. It's like, okay, I do feel more centered. I do feel more at ease. I do feel more at peace. And I'm not saying you don't have challenges because, you know, right now I've got one challenge I'm working through that says, how am I going to do this, take my work out in the world and still be a good mom and still be a good wife, right, and have my family time. So, you know, I'm not saying you don't have questions or challenges, but they take on a different quality, and you know you have universal support. So as soon as I have that concern, I go into my heart and I ask it, okay, well, what do I do? And the answers come. So it's really about following that and trusting that if you are on your path of destiny and you are doing what you came here to do, then those concerns and those challenges really do take care of themselves. And it's up to us how much we want to get stressed about it. That's really a choice.
Exactly. And so many people go off the deep end, you know, and get stressed about stuff unnecessarily. And, you know, I understand it if they've always had a, you know, a real easy life, but some people are just drama queens, you know?
Yeah.
And so they attract more of that stuff to them. But truthfully, when you look at your heart, then you understand why people are acting the way they are, and that maybe it's not really a personal attack on you, but, you know, it's the only way they know how to act.
That's right.
And if they knew better, they wouldn't act that way. And so you just learn to distance yourself. You know, God knows I've had to do that because I've had some really wacko things happen. But but really, it's always giving us a choice, you know. And since I made the choice that I wanted nothing to do with people like that because it hurt my heart, they just don't come around anymore. You know, my people that I'm around are much easier to deal with now, and they're for the most part happier. And it's not that they have tons of money, you know, some do, some don't, some are in between. And basically, you know, it's just that they're deciding what it is that they really need in life. And so many of them have said, you know, I don't need much and I want to help others.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I need a house to live in. You know, yeah, I'd like a bigger house, but it's not really necessary. But yeah, I'd like that if it came along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, I'd like a newer vehicle, but, you know, this one's still running. And, you know, in the meantime, if I can help somebody with their vehicle or something or give them a ride, then, you know, then I'm going to do that. And
right.
So they have this tendency to be more involved in a team basis without, you know, having all these formal agreements and things. Just more like, hey, you know, let's kind of pull together and see what we can do to create something that's greater. And you can see that the heart is in it now. And I started rejoicing about that at the beginning of the year because I saw it really start to take hold. And it's continuing. And it's kind of funny because, you know, I always hear about all the conspiracy stuff and, you know, what's really going on. And I get it told to me from many different directions. So I know what's going on out there in the world that most people really don't want to know about because it'd scare them to the point of probably catatonia, you know?
Right.
They'd be unable to function knowing what's actually going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know that stuff, but I don't pay a lot of attention to it because what I know, too, is that the reality of the laws of the universe, the way they work and what quantum physics is now showing us, is that we have choice. And if you live in your heart and you do all of your actions from your heart as much as possible and make your decisions from your heart,
right,
then you don't have to suffer that fate, you know, or be in that section of the dimension, which I believe
right.
is going to get walled off, basically, you know, by a frequency change.
Yes.
And so this being in the heart thing is so timely, Dr. Sharon, and so perfect for getting the light workers over the hump.
Yeah.
Because they've been
Absolutely.
Lazy. They've been wanting to sleep.
That's right. It's like, no more sleeping.
Yeah, it's wake the hell up is what I do. I go in and kick in the door and rouse people out of the bed, you know. Now you
yes.
get to take them in their confused state and tell them what they need to do.
Yes.
So what's the quick takeaway for our listeners? So if they're wondering what their passionate calling is, how can they figure this out?
Okay, well, this is something that I think I really recommend that the listeners go to www.insideoutlearninginc.com. That is my website. And on the left-hand side, I have put a free audio that they can click on and download the exercise. And it will help them in 10 short minutes to come up with their life purpose statement, which is really, you know, what they are here to do, who they're becoming. And it's easy and it's simple. It's a great exercise. A lot of people, after they do this exercise, they just go do it. Many people want more support. So then they can go ahead on the right-hand side of the page and register for the webinar program that I'm going to start on September 24th. It's going to be Thursday nights from 6 to 7:30. And if you have to miss a night, then it will be recorded. So you can go ahead and listen to it at your leisure. So I just say, you got to go try this exercise because it is just something that is so impactful and will only take 10 minutes of your time. And the program is a 9-week program. Again, it costs about $30 a class. That is typically costs thousands of dollars for individuals who work with me. And due to popular demand and people saying, hey, can you please make this more economical? This is what I've decided to do, is to offer this webinar. People will have group support. They'll actually, all you need is a phone. And tonight, Dr. Valerie, for your audience, I'm going to offer $100 off.
Wow.
And, yeah, I really wanted to do that. And that came from my heart as I was meditating today. And so I had my web guy do a coupon code for your audience. So if they register within the next 24 hours, they can enter the coupon code of D as in dog, Y as in yes, P as in Peter, 100. So again, that's DYP 100. And again, if they register in the next 24 hours, instead of the program being $30 a class, it'll be less than $19 a class.
Wow.
So I really want to bring this out to as many people as possible, and I just don't want the cost to be an issue.
Awesome. Thank you. That is really, really generous, and I'm going to go ahead and send that to my my email list also.
Thank you so much.
If you would email me the details on that, what the message that you want me to go out to my email list.
Okay.
Then I would be happy to forward that on. And I'm also on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
You know, I just joined Twitter, but I haven't sent any tweets. I'm on Facebook.
Okay, so what's your Facebook?
My Facebook is, what do you do with that? Can you tell I'm just getting into this?
I was going to say, give me your Twitter feed information, and I can send that along, too.
Okay.
Basically, what you want to do is you want to paste a Twitter widget on your website that says,
okay,
Follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
And then the widget, you know, asks for your ID, and then they'll immediately be hooked up. But if you remember your Twitter ID, we can talk about it right now.
I think it's the Heart's Way.
The Heart's Way?
Twitter ID.
Okay. Okay, yes. So people, if you want to follow Dr. Sharon on Twitter, just go to Twitter and put in The Heart's Way and go ahead and start following and get your friends and family to do that too. And you really want to take advantage of this workshop because, first of all, this is an amazing price. But also, I can tell you, I know how long it takes people to operate from their heart, and it's difficult. So since Dr. Sharon has put together such a wonderful program of how to do this in 9 weeks, I'd think you're crazy if you don't do it, because I've been through it the other way.
Yeah, me too.
I've helped a lot of people through it, you know, in gentler ways than what I went through, but still it takes a long time. And, you know, to be able to do it in 9 weeks is still just astounding. So I think that everybody that can should take advantage of Dr. Sharon's offer immediately so that you can, you know, get to where you need to get. Because here's the secret. Everybody's talking about 2012 and whether it's an ascension or the end of the world or whatever. I've told you that I've seen many scenarios and none of them are set in stone right now. It's our choice as a species, as humanity. I can tell you that if your vibratory frequency is high enough, you will escape a lot of the horrible things that could happen, because it's actually all going to happen at once.
Wow.
That's why you see conflicting prophecies and, you know, they're coming at you from all directions and everybody wants to know, oh my God, which one's right? Well, they're all right. Because depending on your frequency, that's going to be where you end up. So I think it behooves you to be all light and airy.
That's right.
And full of love. So maybe you better work on this right now, you know, because there's not that much time left. And, you know, and it takes a little bit of doing. This is not something you're just going to do for 9 weeks and drop. This
right.
is something that you're going to learn how to do and keep getting deeper and deeper in. And pretty soon, like the hard thoughts that you have about yourself, they won't even come. And the harsh thoughts about other people, you just won't even go there. I mean, I can remember when I was traveling, you know, there'd be little arguments going on with people in groups and stuff where we went. And somebody would say something to me and I'd go, oh, well, you know, perhaps they're not meant to be here because they're not ready. And they'd go, what? That wasn't what I meant at all. I meant that this was a critical, awful, nasty person and they shouldn't be here. And I was like, I didn't even go there. You know, it's not in my consciousness. And it's not that I'm some saintly figure. It's just that that's not what my heart sees. What my heart sees is that everybody's just doing the best they can. And I just want the ones that are not doing a good job of it to stay the hell away from me. Kind of like crazy people, stay away. You know, it's like, go do your thing, have your experience. It's all fine. But, you know, don't involve me in it. Everybody looked at me so funny as I was traveling around. I said, I hate crazy people. They're like, what? I thought you were so compassionate. Yes, I am. I'm going to let them go be crazy by themselves.
That's right.
So this
heart
thing is so important. And, you know, listeners, if you have a chance, if you have the ability, please do avail yourself of this opportunity. And, you know, if you want to do it at a later time or something, I suggest you go on to Dr. Sharon's website, which is www.insideoutlearninginc.com, and, you know, shoot her an email and let her know what the situation is. And, you know, that way at least you can get on a list. And, you know, like some of the questions that you have for people to ask themselves, these questions that are in your media kit, are these the ones that are in your exercise?
Give me an example of those.
There's six of them here. What am I most sick of in my life? What just is not working?
Yeah, that is actually in the first week where we prepare and commit to doing the program.
Mm.
And so those are questions that they can really think about to get clear on why they're doing the program and what they want out of it.
Mm, good. Yeah, and then the core belief question, you know, what prevents them from letting go. I mean, these are really, really important things that people don't know how to ask themselves.
Right.
And
absolutely.
So this is very valuable for them. And I can tell by the questions that you're asking in this that anybody that takes your program is definitely going to know that they got their money's worth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I so appreciate that endorsement.
Well, you are most welcome, and I mean this is just it's just going to be really amazing for people to do this. And you know, if I sat down and told people the crap that I went through,
right,
to get to working from my heart, they would be horrified. I mean, it's like I have to write a book on that sometime. Except I don't really want to scare people. You know, it might really scare them. And, you know, I think about all that stuff and I think, oh, my God, why did I have to nail myself to the wall? Why couldn't I have just done it easily, you know, with grace and ease? But, oh, no, I had to do it the hard way.
You know? That's right. Well, I did, too, and that's what I think makes us good teachers. So, as I just said, you know, it doesn't have to be this hard. It really doesn't, and we don't have time for it. We all have to wake up in order to save our planet. So, you know, this is really helping people to wake up, be who they came here to be, and do what they came here to do.
Exactly. And that is something that people are asking more and more. Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? I'm confused. Nothing seems to work. And, you know, what is it? And then, too, there's the rapid change that's happening.
Right.
Because if you're going through life and you are changing the integral parts of yourself rapidly, then what you're supposed to do changes, too.
Yes.
And, you know, what you're in effect doing is you are living several lifetimes without dying.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like immortality differently than we've known it. Usually people just, you know, the body dies and you go off into reincarnation and you come back and you have a different life. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to actually die to have that happen because I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And each time I've had a near-death episode, I have completely changed myself.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the personality is the same, but, you know, and the memories and all that kind of stuff. But as far as my focus, it's been a complete different life experience, and it's been more and more geared towards helping others.
I love it.
And, yeah, and really doing service and being being an integral part of the creation to where I'm not just taking, but I'm actually, you know, interacting and helping create something greater.
Absolutely. Have you written about your near-death experiences?
No, I haven't done that yet.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah,
to read about.
It would be. It'd be different.
Yeah.
And the revelations and everything. Yeah, I've thought about that one. I still think I need to write my really complex romance comedy novel, though.
Okay, do that first.
I had to do something that's really completely off the wall before I go into more serious stuff. You know, it was hard enough to write the Quantum Vortex experience because there were a lot of really scary, nasty things that happened.
Right.
And in Spirit, I had it all written before I went to the class, and Spirit made me rewrite the entire thing.
Wow.
And said, you know, you can't use that because it's too scary. And of course, everybody wants to know the scary parts, and my highest self said, no, you can't do that. It will terrify people.
Right.
And we can't have that right now. We have to have people, you know, moving in the space of love, not of fear. And if you put those things in there, they'll go into fear.
Right.
It's like, all right, my cat told me the same thing. I'm like, okay. I agreed, you know. It was a majority vote. The majority won.
I love it.
So the next thing will just have to be for fun.
That's right.
So it's quite something. And I'll tell you, the whole experience, this moving, you know, through the heart, and that's why I love Tom's class so much, because it was all about being in your heart and writing from the heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's the only way I know to write a book in, you know, 2.5 books in 8 days.
In 8 days, yeah. You got to be in your heart to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing, too, was, you know, those 8 hours a day were not solid 8 hours of writing because we had, you know, class time, we had lunch, we had breaks, we had, you know, a little bit of socializing, we had, you know, learning some things, and so all that kind of came into it. But, man, when we were writing, we were really at it.
Yes, we were.
And so we're going to have some fun at your house tomorrow, huh?
I know. I'm so excited. Everyone's coming over. We're going to have a support group here and help support everyone in their writing.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So I'm bringing my laptop.
Good.
Because I can't read my writing, you know.
Yes. And we'll do some writing together, do our timed writing.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that was really remarkable about that is it really does make a difference to have everybody in that same mode.
Yes, it does.
And it didn't matter what anybody's writing about. Some people were having a horrid time writing about their really terrible life experiences. Other people were very airy-fairy and writing about the heart and ascension and all that. Other people were writing novels, and it didn't matter what anybody was writing. All it was about bringing forth the heart. So, really channeling that spirit, the truth of the book through there.
And really just having that collective energy. It's just like if you go to a meditation retreat or a yoga retreat or even, doing this Heart's Way webinar, we are going to have a collective group of people, going through this together. It really supports you, just like we were able to write books much faster than probably me sitting in my office alone, because I don't have that collective energy.
Exactly, and like I had been writing my books, like in sound bites, I call it, because I didn't have time. I'd have 15 or 20 minutes, and then the phone would ring, and I'd have to drop what I was doing and go deal with whatever it was, and then I'd have to get my writing hat back on and go back and read everything that I'd written to get back into the groove again, I'd be at it 20 minutes, and there'd be another phone call for an hour or so, and I was like, oh, my God, how am I supposed to do this? And it does make a difference, to be in that flow. And what was so funny was hearing everybody say, I have no idea what I just wrote.
Right.
And then they read it and said, damn, this is really good.
It's so true. I was like, I wrote this? Yeah. It's coming through you so fast. It's coming from your heart. It's coming from spirit that you don't even know what you're writing at the time until you go back and look at it.
Exactly. So it'll be a lot of fun. I have one of the books that I started in that writer's retreat I'm going to probably work on at your house, so that'll be kind of fun and getting at least another chapter or so out of it.
Oh, good. That'll be great.
Yeah, and it's a fun one, so I'll probably giggle.
Wonderful.
We'll see. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Sharon, for being on the program, and let's do your website again for the free Discover Your Purpose exercise. Go to www.insideoutlearninginc.com, and I put it on the fast chat there. And if you want to sign up for the workshop, then you need to put the coupon code D as in David, Y as in your, P as in Peter, 100, so that you can get the $100 discount, which would be lovely.
Yes.
And please do take advantage of it. I urge you to do this because I know Dr. Sharon. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. Comes from her heart, obviously. That's why she's teaching this stuff. And I think you'll have a really good time, and it will really help you in your life. And was there anything else that you wanted to add, Dr. Sharon?
No, I just really encourage everyone to go try out that free exercise because even if you're not called to take the webinar at this time, it just could really impact your life. So at least do the exercise and then really tune into your heart and see, is now the time to do this? It's 9 weeks and you can really change your life. You can have true fulfillment and passion in 9 weeks.
I'd say that's pretty darn good.
Yeah. So, and I really appreciate being on your show, Dr. Baylor. It was really fun. It felt more like a conversation. And I appreciate that.
That's good. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on the show. And listeners, we have been discussing The Heart's Way, a new book by Dr. Sharon Lamb Hartman. And again, her website is www.insideoutlearninginc.com. And please do go visit that and consider taking that workshop. And if you've forgotten what the coupon code is, don't worry. Just email me. But you're going to need to do it before 10 a.m. tomorrow because I will be out of town going down to visit Dr. Sharon and do my writing. So I won't know that you've done it until I open up my computer. And so anyway, you do want to take advantage of that and tell your friends about it too, and family members, anybody who's interested in really making some progress quickly. And so thank you again. And I will see you tomorrow. It's been lovely speaking with you, Dr. Sharon.
You too, Dr. Valerie.
You
Thanks
bet.
So much.
You're so welcome. And also, thank you to our lovely sponsor. Our show has been brought to you by Hydramé Skin Nutrition at www.hydramé.com. That's HYDRAME.com. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty night.
Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do do do.